Hello, it's the 3rd of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A six-man drug dealing network known as the Ginge Line operated from a cuckooed flat on De Paris Avenue. Police were provided with information from a victim who had been held hostage at the premises but later escaped. Cuckooing is when the property of a vulnerable person is taken over for the purpose of criminal activity. Following the trial that lasted almost a month, the six men aged 18 to 32 were convicted at Luton Crown Court on the 28th of May. The group's crimes included public possession of an offensive weapon and false imprisonment. Detective Constable Lindsay Cook, who was part of the investigation, was pleased with the conviction and expressed renewed determination to pursue similar groups. Beds Police has thanked people who have volunteered as it marks Volunteers Week, which ends on the 7th of June. Volunteers help officers, detectives and staff with paperwork and other day-to-day tasks working in departments such as property stores, the Tape Library and the Forces Cyber Hub. As a mother of four children and seven grandchildren, 85-year-old Bedford native Irene Milton faced the possibility of losing her right eye and eventually her sight to a cancerous tumour. Surgeons from Moorfield Eye Hospital and Guy's and St Thomas NHS Foundation Trust agreed on a two-hour procedure that would use cutting-edge robotic technology to perform the eye surgery. The operation, which took place in March, was the world's first and a complete success. A commemorative bench for Captain Sir Tom Moore was unveiled at Millbrook Station by his daughter and Eric Robinson, MBE, President of the Royal British Legion, Bedfordshire. The bench recognises both Captain Tom's fundraising efforts and also the sacrifice of all those who lost their lives fighting in the World Wars. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.